guys remember cooking creepy crawlers?
Yeah.
Having those fuckers burn.
Just black.
Did you ever do that?
No.
No fucking way.
Burn what?
Creepy crawlers.
You never had creepy crawlers?
What's a creepy crawler?
Whoa. Always low.
Proper introduction first.
Hello and welcome to the All Rage Mode Podcast. This is episode 107.
107.
My name is Joe.
I guess I'm Dan.
And I'm TJ, I suppose.
And I'm Chad, and I love baby games!
More about that later. Alright, we don't have much else to talk about besides games this week. We're actually quite excited to get outside.
It's moving to gym.
And,
Itty bitty.
I'm sparking a roan.
Spark some roans, and, Oh,
that's
bonfire.
It's a strong.
Okay, so
my drink.
So it's just games this week.
Joe, did you watch the movie?
Joe saw Chappie. It's not very good.
Okay,
is that it?
No, I want to hear about it.
All right, go quick.
Okay, so Chappie.
Movies.
Movie.
Well, it's a I can wait to talk about it until more people see Ex Machina because they're both about robots.
Okay. It's but being saved.
It's better than Elysium. It's not as good as District 9, but it's really good. Well, scratch that. It's really cool.
Alright.
Has it got dope kills in it?
For the most part, yeah. I mean,
Elysium had some chunks.
Yeah, there's not as many chunks.
No chunks?
There's not as many kills in it. It's more about like...
I'm Jeppy?
Yeah.
I am Jeppy.
It's,
Jeppy, do it.
I
am Jeppy.
No, you have to be Jeppy though, not Chappy.
Oh,
I am Jeppy.
That's our intro every week. Okay. Now on.
It's almost the exact opposite movie of Ex Machina, where I feel like Ex Machina the content was amazing and the ending was a little lame. The content's not very good, but the ending is really good.
That's pretty neat.
So, they're good companion movies. I've been watching a lot more movies and TV since I, ironically, got rid of cable. I've been watching more.
Because you got the faster internet now.
Yeah, the faster internet. Oh, yeah.
Just download all you need?
Guys, you asked me.
How dope?
Yeah, it's so good. I can't even believe that, like, I would...
Why'd you deny yourself for, a decade?
I didn't. It was the only option available. So, I was just like, hey, this is what it is. I'm fine with it. I don't need to hear bullshit.
Was there a little bit of jealousy behind it?
No, I swear to God, there was no jealousy.
I mean, if I went to Amherstburg right now and I got Coach Go coming on June 1st, if they came and like,
no.
Dial up. It's all we can do here. Sorry about that.
You can get Bell.
I'd be like, I'm not buying this house.
I had Bell.
Sir, you bought this house. I'm selling it.
That's the thing. Literally by the time I'm done clicking the downloads, two or three are already done. Like, they're coming. Two or three will download at a megabyte each.
That's
real good. So I've become accustomed to that.
Have you gone into game streaming yet?
No. That's a good
PlayStation Now?
You should try it for next week.
I'm not really playing any games that people would want to watch. I actually have not played a game this week.
No, I'm talking about streaming your games. I'm talking about PlayStation Now.
Oh, I haven't done that yet. No. Games. No.
Okay.
That's movies.
Movies is done.
Did I see movies?
I started watching Maggie. I have Maggie, too.
No way. A good one?
Yeah. It's very... I fell asleep, and good. It seemed like it was just going to be zombie movie, but indie zombie movie. And it was very obvious that was... Another Earth-style cinematography, just with zombies.
No.
So
I didn't care.
Probably not going to be that good. And I didn't hear great things about it.
Did you watch movies?
I've been hearing a lot about Mad Max.
Oh, I saw Mad Max.
There you go.
Wow.
Pat Kane's
Jeffrey.
I completely forgot.
I haven't heard anybody say under 100%.
It's 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's crazy.
It is crazy high. It's one of the
higher. Who are the two idiots that don't like it?
I don't know. Mike and Gina.
I
didn't know what I was... Jess liked it.
Look out.
Jess liked it. Jess doesn't like anything.
She likes racing, though.
That's true.
It doesn't really have anything to do with racing.
It's driving. It's not racing, right?
Isn't it one long race?
It's not a race. Well, kind of.
It's not NASCAR, I'm sure.
It's a chase. The whole movie's a chase, essentially. Yeah. There's...
It's the return of the chase genre.
It's such a fucking weird movie. It's not like... It's so far-fetched. It's so strange. Like, there's this transport truck that they're running in.
Are you familiar with the Mad Max world?
No.
And what it's all about?
I'm not at all.
Okay, well, maybe that's why... Because I heard that they don't explain anything.
They don't.
They just want you to know
what it is. Yeah, you're in this world and like, dig in. Like, Jess and I watched it and we kind of, like, looked at each other in the first 50 minutes like, what the fuck are we watching?
Yeah.
I honestly God said that.
It's a lovely day!
There was just, like, there's this little midget man who's, like... He's a fucking giant baby man. He doesn't even say anything.
I don't remember which one it was. Either Road Warrior or Thunderdome.
The one thing that I really liked, I thought it was cool. There's like a whole fleet chasing this one transport truck, right? Like Mad Max and Charlize Theron.
Furiosa?
Yeah. They're driving and being chased by like this entire group. And like, it's a war party. And there's like this fucking guitarist playing like metal riffs with like speakers that are like fucking tower stacks, like 20 feet tall, 20 feet wide, and he's chained up to it and he's constantly playing. Like every time you see them, he's just rocking out. And it's awesome. Like the way the music ties in with like the scenes, it's fucking super cool. And then like he gets in, like near the end of the movie, he's a part of like the fighting scenes. Like they get thrown into him, and like I think Max actually uses the guitar as a weapon.
Guitar works. Like, really. Like, the fire shoots out of it in real life.
There's, like, smokestacks or something.
So it's a practice.
There is fire that comes. Yeah, it does come at the end. And he's, like, turns it and he's, like,
striking it. In real life.
It did that?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
How was my hero, Tom Hardy?
They changed his voice completely.
Hey, it's Tom.
Because it, like...
He's playing a character.
Yeah, but in the but it's not his voice.
It doesn't matter who we are.
That's his real voice. The movie voice is like... He's kind of like...
Is Gibson in it?
Yep. No.
No.
You spoiled it.
No, he's not. He's actually not in it at all.
Did you spoil it?
No, he's not in it. Why the fuck would he be in it?
You're spoiling it.
He's not in it. Don't look
at
it.
He's in it.
Whatever, you're going to think he's in it.
Look at me. He's in it.
He's not in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
But I don't know, Tom Hardy is just like, he doesn't even tell her name is.
Have you noticed that I'm trying to look exactly like him tattoo-wise? I'm getting there.
No, he's got like...
Does he have a big penis on his chest?
On his entire shoulder is like a tag. With like the spray paint tag.
I'll get it.
No, you won't. It's okay. It's a really cool movie. I suggest everyone watch it.
I'm going to watch it by myself in 2 months when it's free.
Idiot, stupid.
I heard it's good in the theater, though.
Oh my God, you were right.
Yeah?
I saw a movie in just normal
3D. Did you see
the entire screen is so bad.
Not IMAX.
No.
And when you wear real 3D glasses...
Terrible.
The center of both of the lenses is a black spot. Your eyes just don't work. It was so uncomfortable. Like, I couldn't get used to it.
There's smaller screens called like DRX or something like that in select theaters. It's they're only like 100 seats. There's only like 100 seats in the theater. It's a very small environment, and it's more like Blu-ray on a huge TV.
That'd be fun.
And that's good. I saw Guardians that way. And it, like,
that'd be
it was really loud. It wasn't IMAX.
That was the thing. Also, real 3D, it was just too loud. That's all they do. It's like, it's not good quality sound.
It's just volume up.
It's just volume all the way up. And it's like...
Yeah, IMAX is the only way to go, unfortunately.
Yeah. Or Blu-ray.
I don't know if all other movies before the IMAX theater here were that shit.
I don't know.
And we were just blind to it?
Probably.
I heard about a movie recently that's being filmed in IMAX.
Or they're just like forcing it to look like shit.
Look at it this way.
My ticket's to IMAX.
It's the same thing with like porn. The older we get and the more we've seen, it's like harder to find what you want to find. Sometimes it takes me like 45 minutes.
You can't find good porn.
I get the analogy. I mean,
what?
You can't find good porn.
On Pornhub, it takes me 45 minutes to find the right video.
Well, what the hell are you looking for?
45 minutes.
I have. 45 minutes of searching for the right video, 12 seconds of jerking off.
That's a scene I want.
Okay, here we go. M1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Done.
Here we go.
Cha-ching. I hope, if anyone else is like me, please leave a comment on Orange Bowl Podcast. Yeah, I jerk off really fast too.
Let's save it and talk about games.
Great.
Down in the grass. Be a
explain it to you, but Thomas Dunn.
What is it?
Attack
of Titan?
Yeah.
Is it like giant humans?
No, it's anime. It's 22 minute.
So are the giants us, and the real twist is that the inhabitants are tiny?
No.
That would have been cool. It'd be a lot cooler if it was, man.
The giants are just giants.
Yeah, we're supposed to relate to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why.
The giants come back and they eat everybody, right?
Oh, that's neat.
It's a twist.
Do you want me to get...
That's the twist.
Do you want me to get Destiny out of the way?
Yes.
Okay, so... two big things Tuesday.
Two big things Tuesday.
Was Witcher. Witcher and House of Wolves for Destiny.
I kept thinking you were talking about the Wolf Telltale game.
Wolf Among Us?
Wolf Among Us?
No, no, House of Wolves.
$5 on Xbox.
The new Wolf Among Us came out.
I don't know.
Playing that a lot.
So, I can only talk about Prison of Elders. There's Trials of Osiris as well, which is the multiplayer part of it.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like...
It's 3v3.
3v3, one life?
I think if you lose...
Yeah.
Whoever wins the best out of 7 or something like that?
You've got to win 7 games in a row without losing 2 or 3 times or something, because then you're out. You got to go buy a new token to get back in and start
these
over.
Hockey games?
That's what it's like. And if you
that's what I was thinking. A game type for Rainbow Six would be amazing.
If you can get to 7 wins,
best of 7,
then you're able to go to the tower and buy the gear for 7 wins. There's one for like 4 wins, there's one for 5 wins, one for 6 wins, cool. One for 7 wins, which is cool. I haven't done that yet. It came out today, so I haven't really had a chance to play.
A team.
You need a good team.
Trust.
Yeah.
And a sweet.
No, it's fine.
No,
it's fine. It's cool. I haven't played that. But what is really cool is the Prison of Elders. It's fucking awesome.
Is it a raid?
It's not a raid. It's more like a strike than a raid. So you spawn in the center room, and there's 4 doors. There's a door in front of you, behind you, and to your left and to your right. A door will open. There's a big servitor there, and he'll be like, I don't know, he said some shit. And then...
you are all the chosen one.
Yeah, and then you are all the same chosen one.
You are the chosen one.
But the cool thing is there's... I don't know, different game modifiers that come up and they're randomized. It'll be like players do more damage while in the air, or players take more damage while in the air, or whatever. But like a door will open, you go into that area, you fight 3 waves of enemies. Sometimes there's objectives that you have to do. It'll be like you have to capture this zone while you're being fucking overrun by like
awesome.
A million enemies. You have to have all your different types of weapons on you because they've all got different colored shields.
Ugh.
It gets really fucking like crazy, and then you do all 4 or whatever, and then there's a boss, and I've done it twice and the boss was different both times, so I don't know how many there are. Yeah, and then
like it's not a recycled boss from the main game.
No, it's a different it's a different guy. He looks different. It was
2 new bosses.
I fought, do you know Vallister Arik?
I don't.
The big machine gun guy on Mars.
Okay. Yeah,
he
yeah.
stands in the room and just, it's his brother. It's like Vallister something.
Okay, so he's similar.
He's similar, but he looks different.
Okay.
And, like, it's not even him that's hard. There's, like, 1,000 guys behind him. Mm. Like, it's fucking crazy. And then when it
becomes... You can only have 3 people.
You can only have 3 people, so you need, like, good players. There's, like... I only did it on level 28, and it was still... I mean...
I like that, though, because... We only died a couple... commanding in the raid. Like, you and Fano and I can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 2 of us are on.
That's what I really like about it. And it's, like, you don't need to find 6 people to do it with.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It goes all the way up to level...
Sorry.
It goes up to level 35. Which I haven't done yet, but I imagine...
They now, raised it to level 35?
Well, there's a 28, a 30, a 32, and I think a 35, maybe a 34.
So how do you do that?
You do them in order. Like, you do 30, you do 28. When you beat that, you get access to 30. Then you get access to 32.
But you're obviously underpowered, because you only hit 34.
Yeah, like, yeah. If you go to 30, does it go up to 35?
I mean, if
like
you wanted...
Does?
If you tried, I don't think you could get in. If you were 28, you couldn't get to 35. No, the max rank is 34.
Okay.
So 35 so is going to be fucking really, really hard. But it's cool. You beat all 4, and then you beat the 5th one, which is the boss. And then the floor in the center opens up, and you drop all the way down. And it's like a Scrooge McDuck room. It's like fucking gold everywhere. Like, the floor is almost like Smaug. It's all cool. Gold everywhere. And then there's just 3 chests. And you have to... I think you get keys from doing, like, nightfalls and stuff. You can get a chance to get keys. And then when you get that key, you can open up the big chest, and it's guaranteed to give you an exotic. I got a fucking Galahorn.
Really?
I got a chest. I got I got three Gallahorns.
That means something. Like, you were really excited about
it. Gallahorn is like the...
People have written articles about Gallahorn. I was I've like, seen it's that. Game-changing. Yeah.
Is it, it is. It's the best.
That good? I thought you guys had that.
It was available like
it was my first exotic.
Has it even been available since then?
No, it was week two. It was week two.
Yeah, like...
You
like,
were fucking into that.
Well, awesome. Here's the thing.
When everybody tries for this gun. Like, there are people... There was the guys that I played with. This guy would play every Tuesday, do all of his shit.
He told me this.
He would do every single raid... On normal, and then on hard, do Nightfalls with all of his characters, and
that
then
sucks.
And then re-roll a character.
What? What's the point? Why was he doing it?
For another chance at a Gjallarhorn.
I want a rape in the Crouch?
He just wanted the Gjallarhorn. He didn't have it. It's that good of a gun. It's not for even good in Crucible. Though? It's good in the raid. It's good in everything.
It's good in the raid. Okay.
It's good in anything that you do.
Okay, but it's not good in Crouch.
No, it would be. You hit a guy in the fucking...
Is it a rocket launcher?
It's a rocket launcher that explodes, and then they break into small shells.
That's what I thought. Everybody had that from the get-go.
And then the small ones...
A lot of people had a chance to buy it. If you played a lot in the beginning, and you had enough strange coins... Whatever,
so they haven't...
They've never resold it again.
Afterwards?
Never again.
It's only through Xur?
It's only, like, if you get it during a Nightfall, if you get it through anything.
Oh, wow.
Xur's never sold it again. So it's like the... It was like
so it was only that 1 week.
I have three. But there's a lot of people don't have any. But it was like the first thing that dropped. And it was a 365 Gjallarhorn too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because the weapon increased damage.
Not as excited on that one.
I just assumed you could upgrade the existing one.
It wasn't as excited.
All it takes is an exotic shard if you have an existing. If you have an existing fully upgraded exotic, one exotic shard will automatically boost it up fully.
Which is why I'm not excited.
Which is cool.
Not as excited.
But I don't know. Prison, I just had a lot of fun with it. I played it twice. It was great both times.
That sounds awesome. How...
The random modifiers are so sick. Like,
did you freak out the first time when you dropped into the smog
layer? I watched a video of it before it came out.
Oh, you spoiled it?
Yeah.
Okay, pledge. IGN. Guaranteed by...
Tiger Woods. Or Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy. Number six. Yeah. Guaranteed by it. It's guaranteed by it.
You're buying it.
Buying it.
Yeah. You're buying it.
And Star Wars.
Of course I'm buying Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, and yes.
That's my guaranteed
buys. My birthday
anyone
present.
Anyone else have guaranteed buys for the rest of this year?
Halo 5.
Oh, nice. And you know what you guys gave me shit?
My Halo 5 Slim console is coming out.
You guys gave me shit for being excited for Halo 5, and I hate you all for it.
What? No, it was only because... Like, no one gave me shit. It was just like, why would you like it?
It's weird that Halo 5 is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really excited for it because I don't have...
Am I mistaken? Does Tim not have a white Xbox?
He does.
Then why have they been pushing the white Xbox?
Because it's awesome.
But all of a sudden, like, one day it happened, it was like, oh, white Xbox.
Then it was Sunset Overdrive. And they were like, no, missed opportunity. Let's put it with Halo.
Indigo purple, like my GameCube. Like my first GameCube.
Why not? The red controller?
I want white Slim.
I'm buying that. Halo 5. I'm buying the red controller. That's my next one.
What about flat black PS4. Forget about that shiny.
It's half
that shiny piece.
The whole front is shiny, even the plastic shiny.
I love my white. It's not my flat. White is awesome.
I haven't even seen a black PS4 in so long because mine looks like the NES. I honestly want to take it off.
Right.
You should.
Right.
The white is awesome. I love it.
White.
Tell me about The Witcher.
I'm going to let these guys do more talking than me. The Witcher. I've only played a few hours of it.
You want to talk about your experience?
I want to hear the star rating first.
I can't rate it.
Yeah,
I want
to hear the star
rating. No, I'm
not
doing my star rating first.
Fair enough.
I'll walk you through my entire...
I don't know.
It's going to be meaningful.
I'm going to get comfy.
You ready?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Take a drink first?
Do you want to go?
Sure, why not? All
right, you go.
I'll just pick something off the top that surprised me, and that's the writing stands out.
Yes.
I see them, like, just doing standard story stuff, and I expect, like, yeah, he's going to say this, he's going to say this, and then they don't, and what they say sounds like it's very real, and, like, what I would do, and also it kind of surprises me at the same time, too, just, like, I don't know, how funny the characters are, just, like, the Bloody Baron, was it Zach? Was it you? Who said it sounds like, or was it you? Baratheon?
That was me.
No, it was me. I'm not even there yet.
It sounds like Robert Baratheon. He actually sounds like him. He acts like him. He's fat like him. He's got the same attitude.
I think it might be the same voice actor.
It might be.
The guy sounds the exact same.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And just every interaction.
Did you get
to
the end of that?
No, yeah. I'm not there yet. Even in between, I feel like there's...
Like, for you to say it's a good story, written where it is, and you haven't reached the end of it, you're going to be fucking blown away.
I was telling Emily, like, I'm... I love how, like, they're... You know, the whole, like, miscarriage thing, without spoiling too much?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of pushing it, I guess, a little bit. Like, the...
It's weird.
What happens, yeah, it's like, yeah. That's kind of twisted.
Yeah.
And the fact that you and Zach both said it's, like, crazy or you're stunned or whatever, is just... It must be even, like, double, you know? I'm really excited for that.
I find that, like, there's a lot of things that you do that seem very minuscule to the story at all, but they have, like, such serious consequence. Like, for the people involved in those small stories. Like, I can't even remember what I was thinking of exactly, but the one guy who gets, like, the lashings because of the bad... He brings, like, bad seeds to the guy.
Oh, okay.
And then he's just like, all right, well, you're getting whipped now. And you're, like, talking to him, you just hear the guy just screaming in the back getting whipped, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Or, like, even that witch, you go down in the well and, like, you find out the backstory and shit like that, and it's just like, what the fuck? It's weird.
You know what's interesting, too, is...
She's murdered and thrown down the well.
Yeah.
And you find her fucking, bracelet, and then you find out who the guy is and
it's
stuff.
It's so dark. Like, every story is, like, is like an episode of Game of Thrones or, like, some amazing, like,
or like
story.
I find some guy on the side of the road who's just, like... It was the one that you've seen a million times on TV where the road guy, and he's just like, oh yeah, what are those fucking guys, the swamp guys?
The drowners.
Yeah, the drowners got us and blah, blah, blah. And then you find out he killed the guy, stole the medicine, but then you find out why he did it. I let him go.
You did?
I did.
Just to see how it changed.
Yeah, I already seen online the other way where you bring him to the black ones.
And they
I was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, you can go.
I was thinking about doing that, but I was like, yeah, you did kill somebody. Kill somebody just for the sake
of it. But he killed one of those black ones that everyone hates.
Do you guys ever set rules for yourself? Like, I'm only going to kill a certain, like, unless, if I have to, that kind of stuff? Like,
I've only done it in this game, but it comes so naturally. Like, in the quests, and, like, in the conversation trees, there is no black and white.
That's what I was just saying. Like, there is
top,
none.
At the top, it's not like in Mass Effect. At the top, it's like...
It's a good thing.
This is good. At the bottom is a bad
thing.
This is
bad, and then the middle is like playing both grounds. This one...
That was really helpful in Mass Effect.
Just but in this one, it's all over the place.
It is all over the place. It's like, up to you to pick. Right, but
I would hate...
It reminds me of Telltale, where it's like, I don't know which one to choose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Telltale succeeds in, is that... You know, they show you the stats afterwards when you beat a chapter in Telltale? It's like 50-50, because they've engineered it so it's like really hard to choose. They've managed that in The Witcher.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a high possibility that I could be misunderstood. I could read it a different way or like perceive it wrong and then think that I'm doing something good and it happens to be medium or...
That happens. That's sometimes that's cool because like...
You have to let the game do that to you, I guess. You have to be...
And you also think this person's going to interpret what I'm going to say. Maybe it's exactly what you meant to say, but they interpret it wrong. And it's just like that's true. They take it the wrong way.
That was the demise of my first Fallout playthrough. I mean, I bought Xbox late, and Fallout had already been out. So everyone said it was good, and I just wanted to play it. I don't remember who I borrowed it from, but I was in the vault for so long because I wasn't used to that style of game. And I was like, okay, everything I do is very important. I know that. So like, I would make decisions like, I'm not going to kill anybody. And then... I ended up killing the leader, and I had this idea that was going to be so meaningful, like the one person that I killed, like I would never have to kill anybody else in the game. And then you get out of the wasteland, and people just run at you, and you have no choice but to kill them. And I was just like, "Fuck," you know. I thought I would get through this like playing my own story, like because I had high expectations for next gen gaming, and everyone was telling me like because I had it really late. Everyone was telling me like the possibilities are endless and you can make the game essentially. And then as soon as I like without any guidance just like decided to start walking left and then ended up in the wrong crowd or like got killed by like Brotherhood or something like that, and I was like, this sucks. I turned it off and like I just wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready to play that game.
I was pissed that I had to kill a raider because it was either kill or be killed.
Yeah.
And the raider was the first person I encountered. They have that in The Witcher 2.
Well, I'm sure. Like that's just part of gaming now. You can't.
It is.
It's rare that you can go through a game and be the passive hero. Like,
if somebody wants to kill you gotta run or you have to kill them, right?
Exactly.
There's always gonna be raiders, realistically, in a world like that.
Fallout 4.
They call them bandits in Witcher.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Nilfgaardian soldier.
Yeah.
You're taking a camp or something.
People hate the Nilfgaardians.
I don't get it. All right, I want to talk about my whole kind of...
Love-hate?
Yeah, love-hate.
Hate-love?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Expansive story about it. But anyways, I got it early, and I was so excited. Like, I don't know, anybody who's listening, you guys know that I've defended this game
for me.
Yeah, for months.
Is it my best Wolfen game?
I got the reviews, whatever. I'm super excited. I got it early, even more excited. Put it in. And I don't know if it was like the training session.
It starts out weird. The beginning of the game sucks.
It does suck.
It throws you into the world. I don't mean to cut you off, but what I found was it throws you into the world. Giving you a million different types of ingredients.
Oh, Yennefer.
It's overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming.
With how much stuff there is, like, to take in, like, what's important to pick up? What can I leave? What's trash? What's good?
You can't build anything. The first room you're in, you know how, like, you're walking around in Yennefer or whatever? Yeah. I was going around extinguishing every flame, thinking, like, oh, I'm going to get the Chivo for extinguishing these flames. I got to make sure they're all gone. But, like, yeah, it's... I didn't understand what the game was.
It does a really bad job of introducing you to the world.
Imagine every time you saw... Every single time you saw a flame, you extinguished it, and, like, after 200 hours, like, you finally put one out and just... bloop.
Extinguish every flame.
The fire extinguisher.
I don't know. It just throws so many different, like, ingredients and like,
yeah,
weapons.
You're always... fucking shit.
You don't know... It's not even a lot. You don't know what's better than...
You guys keep talking.
It's no, mostly, don't. It's mostly on the table.
You don't know what's better than, like...
Sorry, Joe.
The last thing or the next thing. You know what I mean? Everything's just... They're color-coded, but I don't know what the colors mean.
Yeah, is it yellow, is a master blue, item better green. Than a magic item? Or
yeah.
Vice versa. I still don't know that.
I don't know anything.
Different things.
There are, like, little tutorials that come along at good times.
There are times where I just want to skip through them. Like, shut up.
I don't know. Really, like, I feel like at the beginning, that's what's going on. That's what was going on with me. Like, I wanted to play the game because I hated it as soon as I first started playing it.
It's like, oh no!
There was just so much to learn. I was like, I don't have the fucking time for this. This game is demanding so much from me right now. I don't want to do this, and I kept going back to it and trying to get through it. And
keep going.
My booze.
So, what do you think it is that changed? Just the fact that you gave it more time?
Well, I knew, like, this has got to be a game that I like. Like, everybody likes this game. There's got to be something good about it. Like, I can't just be this stupid to say, like, game sucks, I hate it.
Stupid.
And not like it. Like, girl's voice
is
dumb.
The key is going nice and slow, Dan.
Oh, I did not hear anything?
Give the paper towel time to absorb the liquid.
You know I've cleaned things before.
Well, apparently not. You're just splashing it around.
I can't even see it in the dark room we're in.
Thanks, boys.
Young Sid.
Cleaning my mess.
I don't know if you're done yet, but
no.
I have a cool thing we might be able to talk about.
Yeah, me too. Jim Morgan before.
Where was it?
You started again. You tried again.
You spilled your booze.
I watched, it was yesterday. Yesterday morning, I put on Ex Machina. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this fucking movie. And I got like 20 minutes in. And The Witcher was sitting right next to me the whole time. And I was like, I have the whole day to play this right now. I was stuck at one part. I don't know if you guys made it there. You got to make the. You got to find the goat. You got to bring the goat back to the Peller.
Goat.
I haven't
done it. Yeah.
And it was so fucking annoying. There's this giant bear that comes out, and you got to beat these guys first. And then you got to go.
Cool
get
monsters
the goat.
In this game.
I just had to kill the.
Oh, monsters cool looking.
I haven't seen.
I might have been like a level higher than you know.
Maybe yeah, but like I was getting raped the whole time. Like. I'm trying to run away, and the camera wouldn't let me run away. And I was just getting arrowed from this crossbow guy, and I couldn't pull somebody away from the pack.
That sucks.
And it was really fucking annoying. But I went back, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to play that. I'm just going to go to somewhere else. But I did play that. But I just... I don't know.
It to baby games.
No, I didn't play baby games yet. My Mandy wasn't home. And it wasn't like, because in the back of my head, I'm worried about what she's doing. Like, I'm playing this fucking game.
Praying a girlfriend.
She's mad that I'm not watching Full House with her or something. And, like, I'm sitting here, I want to play this fucking game, but I feel bad about it. Like, I just want, like, a 20-minute or 30-minute experience.
You're putting too much pressure on the game.
I felt that.
To make it worth your while.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if you die, you know you just wasted 5 minutes. And, like, how many times is am I going to do this again? Like, that's 5 minutes I won't get back. And
exactly. Like, it's so difficult. It's
5 minutes I would have been closer to the end of this.
Yeah, like, the guys are talking to me. They're really, like the Bloody Baron. Super long first conversation. Yeah. I'm sitting there going, like, fuck, let me play the game. Like, I just want to progress. I don't want to do this again.
You gotta take it in.
You need, like, a 3 or 4 hour chunk. That's the thing. Like, I put it on yesterday. I turned off Ex Machina. I put the game in. And I was like, I've got all day to play this. And I took my time. I didn't rush through that combat sequence where you're trying to get to the Peller's goat or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't rush through that. I took my time. I hid. I got every guy. I fucking, like, measured every attack. Killed the bear, came back, and it was just slowly going through everything. I played for like 6 hours, and then another 4 or 5 hours more later in the night.
Wow. Then you're in.
It's unbelievable how good the game is. The writing,
The writing, the story
and stuff is awesome. Yeah. I love that.
And it's just like, they're tiny, minuscule characters. Zach said something about, like, we were talking about completing the whole Bloody Baron side quest today.
Hey, yeah. You guys can't talk to Zach on message threads anymore.
Why?
Because he doesn't leave feedback on the website.
Zach, you better.
Because it just goes directly to...
I don't know when Zach's coming to fucking visit us.
A text message.
It's going to happen.
And Zach, and record
actually, podcast. I'm going to California in June.
Look out.
I'll be in Fullerton. If that's close, we'll go for a beer. I'm sure he wants to meet me the least out of all of you guys, but...
What are you talking about?
He lives in Tacoma, Washington.
I have no idea where that is. Oh, I thought he lived in California.
I'm going to California. Zach, if you want to come to California...
I thought he lived in California. I'm sorry.
TJ, I'm going to be
in
Detroit next week. TJ's house.
I'm sorry. My mistake. Somebody lives in California. Is it Manu?
I think it's Puddle.
I don't know where Manu lives.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud?
What were you trying to say?
The mud puddle guy. But Puddle of Mud
is... Is he really? No.
No, he lives in Kenya. Drinking mud puddles.
Oh, that or box troll. Commented.
But yeah, the thing is, you
square,
need...
Square, rectangle, square.
Good.
Sense.
Good.
I feel like such an idiot to give any hate towards the game.
Bueno.
I'm just glad you like it, man.
I'm so glad.
I'm excited to have a game that we both like. And
it was next to me. It was next to me the whole time, and I'm like... I know there's something in there. I know there's something in there that I like, and I just gotta fucking find the right time to play.
So I'm not even fun at all. I just met with Yennefer, and I do that whole talk with her where you get dressed up all fancy and shit. And then when you walk out, you talk to this, like, war master guy over his table, and you get to discuss, like, what's going on throughout the war. And just, like, the exchange is amazing. Like, that was the first time where, like, I didn't want to, like, press X to rush through the conversation. I was like, this is all interesting context, and it's like, I loved it.
The Bloody Baron is unbelievable.
You know, a game that could...
He mentioned it. So
Bloody Baron is way better than that. I enjoyed that, but everything's better.
Did you complete the Kira side quest?
No.
The witch?
No. No. I went to that tower before I got the lantern. I saw titties, because you go...
Oh, you saw some titties? I seen titties, but they were from, like, some swamp pig.
Oh,
no, it was
no, like, no. He's not Anthrocrone yet.
No, it was literally like a some fat woman, or like
swamp pig.
She was like a drowner, but a girl with long hair, and her tits are down to her knees.
Oh yeah,
I killed her. A hag, what are those or something. Called?
Yeah,
it might just be like a
water hag.
Yeah, I saw her. Saw her sag-ass titties.
There's always titties out on those ones, but there's mad titties.
Are they nice titties like GTA 5?
I got a video. You want to see it?
There's GTA 5 titties.
I took a video. Oh yeah, strippers. Well, like,
do you want to spoil it? Do you want to spoil it right now?
No, I want to see how nice these things are myself.
I knew it was coming, so I was like, oh, baby.
I was waiting for you guys the video, but I'm surprised you haven't seen Geralt's dick yet, how much he's naked in this game.
Oh, baby.
In, like, the first 5 minutes.
But yeah, that story with Kira at the end, I did not expect what happened. I was like, what the fuck? What did I do?
I went to that tower before I got the lantern from her, and I went through the whole fucking thing, and I'm like, what are these fucking green patches?
Yeah, and I did too. Like, as soon as you finish that one quest, I was like,
You guys mentioned you could do like positive, negative, and middle ground comments, right? Like no, throughout your missions.
It's not like red, green, white.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to ask is like, do those things inform the story? But like, is it always the same end game? Like, it'll always end.
No, it changes everything.
Like, they give you a lot of opportunities to kill quests. Like, you could just... Who should we say? Just, like, fucked off the whole Bloody Baron thing?
I said, yeah, Zach...
You said to Zach, yeah.
Yeah, Zach's brother. Like, we were talking about this whole Bloody Baron thing. It's, like, 8 hours of amazing story. And Zach's brother said...
Fuck off.
Like, yeah, like, piss off. And he missed the entire storyline.
Wow.
And, by the way, I finished... Okay, when you progress the story long enough to move on to the next area, it's like, oh, you can continue my quest if you want to help me out. But if you want, I'll give you the information to move to the next quest. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, to get to the ending, you have to kind of say, like, I like this guy, I'm going to help him out, and kind of proceed, right?
Yeah.
So there's tons of exits. Whole thing.
At the risk of boring you guys with constantly referencing back to Fallout 3, I was talking to the doctor guy who built an android, and then the android ran away and, like, erased its memories, so, like, it wouldn't know if it was human or not. There's that whole side quest.
Yeah.
And I was just like, something's wrong with this. And I just pulled out my shotgun and blew the guy away. And sure enough, just ping, like the shells just blasted right off of his skull. And he was the android. And I was just like,
whoa.
I was like, that's cool. But there's probably a good 2 hour story there that I just wasn't a part of.
Right.
You know, because I decided not to.
I can't believe you would do that. I'm just going to kill this guy.
Fuck this guy.
That's not my game style.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do that. That's kind of guy's just dead.
It's cool that you.
Again, I played Fallout 3 times. TJ, do you have anything else to say? I mean, I know there's gonna be more Witcher talk, but
there definitely is.
I think a cool thing, maybe if we have it on the top of our minds, flip flop games that you flip flopped on. Can you recall any? I mentioned Fallout the first time I played.
Bulletstorm. Chad kept telling me to try it and try it and try it. I can never get into it. I tried it, played a little bit, hated it. Yeah, I tried again. Tried it. Didn't like it.
I had Mass Effect for a long time before I played Mass Effect 2. And I remember, like, abandoning the franchise and just, like, I tried Mass Effect 1 twice. And I was just like, I cannot continue on, like, you know, I can't get past a certain point. And then it was a guy I used to work with at EB Games. I was mentioning, like, because he sold me Mass Effect, like, physically. I said, like, all right, I'll try this. It was, like, $15 or something for, like, the Game of the Year edition or something like that. And I was just like, I don't know, man. I didn't like it. And he was really disappointed. He's like, just try two. Just try two. And I was like, ah, fine, you know. And he gave me a discount on two. So, like, I flip-flopped on that game as well. The question I asked is flip-flops. Like,
yeah.
Any examples? I mean, that was two huge games.
Wait, are we done talking about Witcher?
No. You left the room and... Anyway, I guess that's a big topic.
I'm struggling to think of something that I flopped, like a big one.
This is the biggest one I can imagine. Like, because when I first hated it, I was like...
I thought you had sold it.
I was so close.
You flip-flopped on Skyrim.
You did. You always said that you didn't. You loved from the start. You fucking hated Skyrim.
I hated it because of how much time it took for me.
No, you...
That's the only thing.
You sold it, did you not?
No.
Or, like, you put it away, and you're like, I'm not touching it anymore.
Yeah, I was like, there's way too much, it's taking way too much of my time, I'm addicted to it, I want to get back into the fucking real world. That's why I didn't play it anymore, but then I got it again, because I fucking loved it. I did sell it, I think.
You did sell it, and I think...
I sold it to save myself. I loved it so much that
I think you wanted to quit games at that time. You're like, I'm gonna go outside.
I'm gonna fucking work out, man.
I'm gonna look at the grass.
I might have flip-flopped on Rogue Legacy.
Rogue?
I might have flip-flopped. I think
I thought you were just all in.
I think I flip-flop on every game.
You know what? The obvious one for me is Bloodborne.
Ooh. Really?
I'm at a spot right now. I don't want to go back, but I fucking love that game and I want to finish it. And even when I started it, I hated it. Come I know on. There is. And so I'm like, why bother with the DLC when I have more game to play?
Whenever you're... Like, we all tend to play games at the same time. But any, like, reference or, like, hey, you need to play this. You know when you're pitching a TV show and it's like, get to episode 5. Get through season 1. Get through episode 3 or something like that. It's kind of like in games. Like, put 20 in.
Is there...
don't expect anything.
Is there a spot in Witcher where I'm going to be completely sold? Is it the Red Baron? Shit.
I think so.
Or you're saying the Kira thing might be good.
I went with Kira first.
Because I'm still...
That's when I changed it to baby games. We were talking about that.
Yeah,
you meet, like, the Wild Hunt. The Wild Hunt is an actual, like...
Person. Like,
yeah, they're a group. A group of, like...
They remind me of the
Netherrealm. Yeah, Ringwraith. White Walker-esque type.
They're hunting.
And you're hunting them?
They're hunting your daughter. Who's like your trainee in The Witcher.
Siri.
It's not your actual daughter.
Have you played as her?
Was it like she's your daughter as Anakin is to Obi-Wan.
The protege?
Yeah.
Have you played as her yet?
Yeah. A couple times. Three times.
Real dope?
No.
It's a very limited experience.
Yeah.
She has a fucking cool neon power.
Is there a point, though, where I'm fucking sold. Like, I'm absolutely sold. Because right now, I'm still in the beginning.
Listeners, flip-flops. Let me know your flip-flops.
I played a few hours.
It's just the addiction.
I played a couple of getting a new sword.
Like, I found a new sword.
This is the thing. Learning, I get a new sword, I'm like, sweet. System. I'm like, I got a new sword. Awesome. I use it for 5 minutes. It's damaged. I'm like, what the fuck?
But learning the systems and learning how to do this stuff. You pick up hammers and you can, like, repair your tools.
I have used a repair tool. But it's like, I play the game for a couple hours. I do a little bit of a side story. I'll get to a point where it's like, I'm way under-leveled for it. Because, like, right in the beginning, that first area, you're getting missions that are for, like, level 6.
Yeah.
You're, like, level 1 and level 2 for, like, the first couple hours. So, it's not even playable, so I'll die and I'm like, well, this is dumb. I'll turn it off, I'll play Destiny. And then I'll look back, I'll see the Witcher sitting there, and I'll try it again. And it's like, I want to be completely pulled in, and I haven't been yet. But I do enjoy it. Like, I mean, there's a lot, I can see why people like it.
How are the graphics?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
Like, there's pop-ins and stuff. Cool. But
yeah. Have you had any graphical issues?
There's a water.
Water's pretty good.
I seen the water fuck up on me huge. It was, like, outlined by black and white squiggly lines. Like, everywhere. Like, it was like the moonlight was coming in.
Yeah.
And it completely fucked up.
I got off my horse, and I was swimming in the air, and I had to reload my save.
It was completely fucked up for me. And
I had to do that with one of Siri's parts.
Have you stepped into the smoke yet? There's sometimes, if you're in, like, the boggy areas, there's, like, smoke.
The poison?
Can't see it. It's not on my screen.
What? Really?
I'll be walking around, all of a sudden he's like, and you start dying. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's nothing there. It was specifically, it was right outside that first...
Do you have your brightness up all the way?
The first town. No, my brightness is right.
Are you playing on that projection TV? The deep
projection. I have this TV.
No, there's a couple issues.
I've had this TV for 5 years.
Do you ever notice, like, you're running, you get the horse, lights on? The horse keeps going, and you just kind of, like,
yeah, you bail slide back. Yeah. I've had that, the float.
Not in a realistic way, though.
There's a Siri thing where you're fighting, like, some... dragon chunk, whatever. It's the same as every other fight. It's not a spoiler or anything. But there's a tower. And I'm fighting this thing. And it flies into the tower. And its head and wings are sticking out of the tower going... just stuck in the tower. Just I'm like, what the fuck? I try and glitch up to the top of it so I can hit it a few times. It wouldn't happen, so I just had to reload the save.
Really? Yikes. Battlesk?
The what?
Battlesk, I think it's called?
Yeah.
I just did that.
With the Baron?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I couldn't figure out how to get to the top of the tower. It was like a long story sequence, and it was like, get to the top of the tower.
The climbing scenes are the weirdest.
You just climb one ledge, and then it's another scene. It was like, why did they make me walk
10 feet? Yeah.
I ran back, I got on the horse. I was so confused as to where to go.
Yeah, I was like, I'm running over here, like, is there a better part?
They don't do that a lot, it was just... That scene was really weird.
There's a lot of weird load times right now.
Yeah.
They said they're patching that right now, but...
not this week.
It just randomly... Like, it's a huge game, and I understand that it probably has to load, like, a certain chunk out of, like, the 40 gigs or whatever it is.
I really hate the take 10 steps, new video, take 10 steps, new video. It does it a few times in the beginning. But, I mean, every game has that kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like outside of Legends of Zelda, I have a pretty serious problem with swordplay in video games. I don't know if anybody's ever gotten it right.
Do you guys play like parrying and everything?
It's okay.
If you hit an end, like, I don't know, it's just... Yeah, it's just hit, do a backflip, So to let their animation go through, dive back in, hit again.
As far as this is seen, that, except I feel like there's like a 1 second lag that kind of throws you off.
Do you use the parry system at all?
Are there any interior battles?
I
don't
see, I started using Igni sure. a lot.
I feel like it the does crazy damage. Problematic there. The
fire?
Yeah. The dogs almost die in one hit, so if I'm getting charged with like three wild dogs, I'm just like, and they're almost all dead.
I use the slow-mo.
Slow-mo?
Arden, maybe?
The one
the trap?
The trap.
Yeah.
It slows people down when you upgrade it?
Inside yeah. the trap.
Okay. I use the shield constantly. Every time I start a fight, I go to shield, use it, and then I switch to Igni until I get hit, and then I switch back to shield, pop it.
Do you remember Force Unleashed 2?
I didn't play it.
Okay, well, instead of, like, four or five, like, lightsaber attacks on a stormtrooper, and they just, like, wild the rounds in the air and back up a couple times, you know, like, every time you hit them, every slice was a limb off. Like, every time you hit them, it would be that cut, and their body would just disassemble.
There's lots of goo in this game.
This has some of the craziest body cuts I've ever seen.
The finishing hits are, like, really good. The way they sequence them, they feel exactly like that. Perfectly natural. It's, like... Because I happened to finish him with a slice across the body, he falls in half.
Yeah, you can cut guys like...
That's good.
They almost have like a Rise style, like not like that extreme, but like where they have like a finisher sequence. And I have no idea how it's triggered.
I don't
like,
know how it's triggered either, but
sometimes kind of you can turn it off. It'll just kind of turn, like cut ahead. And like,
I want it on.
Yeah, you're able to turn it off though.
Really?
So he'd just be like, instead of doing like the slow-mo.
The head cut is so sick.
But the slow-mo's like one is like, I don't know, eight times, you know what I mean? Like it's rare.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You like watch you just.
I'd really like to see this game.
The head cut is so
come
dope.
Over to one of your houses and watch you play for a couple hours.
Chop someone in the leg and they fall to one knee, and then just the head cut. But the way the blood, like slow mo, it's I'm like holy fuck.
I think the thing about this game is you can't play it in small chunks.
I have been.
That's the problem. Like you need. I'm totally convinced that because I hated it.
Here's the thing. I'm hacking to
4 hours.
Jess is like.
Jess is all, like
super hormonal, always sitting right next to me, like just watching.
Yeah, you're gonna feel bad playing.
Dan,
games.
She doesn't say anything. It's me.
It's exactly
you're
the same
projecting
thing
your own insecurities, and anxiety back onto her.
I am. I do that exact thing.
Yeah,
I feel really guilty.
Oh, but she obviously feels that too.
She does. I look over
not,
and she
just
like
for a reason.
I see her go. Like she'll just get up and go to the bed. No, she gets upset. She'll go to the bed.
Those insecurities there,
and she'll just lay in the bed. And I'm like, "What are you doing? I'm like, why are you just gonna watch TV?" And she's like,
"Come on,
I don't.
I really want to play this game. Don't make me feel bad about it.
Let me. I thought you loved me. Let me be happy.
What are you talking about? I'm happy watching TV. I was like, "Fuck, play this game."
Every time you die, you look at man. You're like, "I'll bet you fucking real happy, aren't you?"
Now, once everything settles back down, and like that's why I said I'm excited to play this game until fall. Like it's a huge game, and I can put you know all the summer into it.
Hey, I've got 4 hours right now.
Yeah, I mean I got two weeks off.
Okay, well, don't like it so much that you won't play golf with me. That's it.
Oh, I'm playing golf.
I'll play golf. Yeah,
smoke your ass.
At that point, I'll be like, yeah, I'll take 10.
I wonder if there's a best ball option against.
Oh, sure, there
is. I guess another four people. That'd
no,
be
probably not.
Amazing.
No, there's no best ball. This isn't real golf, or isn't like. Human shit.
No, I know.
Witcher 3, I can see the crazy reviews now. I can see why they do it.
It's polished?
Pretty much.
For the most part.
It's not polished.
It is.
That's important.
One part that I...
Okay, there's aspects of it that are polished. Oh, and then there's aspects that aren't. Like the pop-ins, the little bit of tearing, the combat is a bit cumbersome. You have to get into... Maybe it's just learning curve.
The horse is terrible.
The horse...
Yeah,
I mean horse, riding the horse is fine, but mounting and dismounting,
yeah, I got
is the
it.
Worst.
Guys,
to,
I'm gonna
no,
break
no,
down.
You have to completely stop everything that you're like every input in order to mount and or dismount the horse.
Controls are weird too. Do you find the controls are?
Hold on. I got this. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna name off different sections of the game, and you give me like a 5 for that section.
Not doing it.
Okay.
I'll do it, but I'll inject my own sections if you miss any important ones.
All right. Let's go.
Highs or lows.
Okay, graphics.
Out of 5, 4.
4.
4.5.
Story.
5.
5.
Yeah, 4.5. I'm assuming it's going to be 5 in the end. When I get
You'll be blown away.
I can't wait. Don't overhype it.
And these are side quests, mind you.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? That's...
Blah.
Yeah.
Combat.
4. I enjoy it.
4.
I think it's pretty fun.
I'm at 5.
Ooh.
I fucking love playing it now.
True.
Even the combat.
Traverse. Even baby games. Baby games, like, it's... Maybe that's the reason.
I think I need to master it more.
I didn't put any oils or anything on my sword. I feel like I want to increase the difficulty again because I'm missing. I'm going to miss that whole part of the game.
Okay, traversing.
Five. Don't you get a horse early on? The sailing is awesome. We haven't even touched that yet. Sailing, just a little bit.
I don't know yet. I haven't played enough.
Sailing is awesome. You can open up the map, and there's still like.
I mean, holding
question mark over here. You go over there. You see what's going on. You
holding kill X, a couple things. Holding X to run along the path is this fucking greatest thing ever.
I hate it.
You hate it? Why?
Because if I'm going off path,
I do this.
You just click
off the beaten path.
No, I want to go off the path, and it's always like forcing me back to it.
Well, don't hold X.
I've tried to turn it off.
Okay.
No, you don't tap X.
I'm not going to say controls. I'm not going to say controls, but I want to say intuitiveness. How natural does it feel?
What, at first?
At first, not very much.
At first, not at all. No.
Really?
You have to learn the game. It's tough. I hated it.
Give me a rating out of 5.
Hold on. Do you mean like the controls themselves? Or
how disruptive the controls are? Like,
I think they're fine.
Yeah?
They're different. Fluid?
Okay, I would compare it to Destiny, which I think would be a 5 in that regard.
I mean, Destiny is easy because they're standard.
Like, you hit Y shooter. And your ship is there waiting for you. You know, like, it's how fluid is the gameplay? Like, it's intuitiveness.
Is it cumbersome? Here's the thing. You have to get used to it.
Is it cumbersome?
No. I think it's well laid out. Think about, like, accessing the menus. You hit the button. And the layout of the menus and how, like, the beastie areas.
It is easy once you get to know it.
My next one is
cumbersome.
Yeah. Menus.
Oh, if that's such a category, then maybe intuitiveness gets a 4 and menus get like a 4.5 or a 5.
Wow.
I can't save anymore. In a different menu, then I hit start to save or options, and yeah. I hit the other button to.
I always do that. I always go options, and then I'm like, nope, fuck. And then I try and press it again. Nope. Oh. And then I go back to
here's the touch problem. Screen. I hit the pad, I meditate, and then I back out and then hit options and I save. It's a constant pattern.
I've never meditated once.
Whoa.
You're gonna
why?
That's how you regain health?
Because it doesn't regen.
I always eat feast.
Oh, you're gonna run out of feast. Yeah. Save the feast for the boss battles.
I lost my feast, baby. I'm out.
I got to.
You gotta change to baby games. Baby games is so much
baby fun. Games is so much better.
I think writing is like 5.5.
Yeah. Writing is better than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's so good. It's refreshing. It makes other games feel cheesy.
Okay.
Yeah, like Dan was saying earlier.
We were talking in the car about it a little bit.
Yeah, about Geralt. Just the way Geralt reacts. And
he's very, very sarcastic, like, with his dialogue. And it's witty. It's funny. And if something corny is said, before you even really get a chance to call it out, he'll call it out. Almost. Like it,
yeah.
It's just good. It's really good writing.
Like, all right. How about
mini games?
Peer embarrassment. Girlfriends included.
I don't like Gwen.
I love
Gwen. The reason I don't like Gwen is this: like, you seem to have these numbers, right?
5 being completely embarrassed.
What are you talking?
0 about? Being not embarrassed.
But I don't give a fuck.
About what?
About Mandy or Jess or
watching the game?
Yeah. Oh,
0.
If Mandy walked in on like some titty scene. I bet. Well, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what he's doing.
Are the Shrek characters embarrassing, though? That they're just like...
There's no Shrek characters.
Oh, you're the beast from Gamaliham.
It's not like that. There's no... Like, the way...
Those witches you were talking about are horrifying.
It's not slapsticky. It's really cool. It's not stupid or over the top. It's like a real world, and all these people are, like,
guys,
living...
I'm asking for your ratings. Don't project this on me.
No, yeah, but
is it embarrassing enough?
You see a little dance and North Shrek people going roar.
And you're embarrassed about it. I just want a rating. I just want...
No, I'm disagreeing with you.
It's not. What do you mean? I'm not saying it is. I've never even played the game. I'm asking 0. Alright, fine. Fucking asshole.
Like 0.5.
You can't even... Okay, there you go, TJ. You're back on track.
Well, yeah, like the crones, I was like... I was going to look at this and be like, what the fuck? Like, the ones with the titties hanging out, the other one's got, like, ropes on the... In the basket face, it was like just.
Jess,
I loved it.
This is really important. When you're talking about a titty pig from the swamplands.
Given birth to a fetus, but it's like grown and it's just legs out of its vagina.
Yeah, it's just like combing them. Like, what the fuck is that?
Ooh, we'll see you
again. I'm like that's so fucking weird. I'm like, that's awesome. And yeah. I'm just going to look at this and be like,
the fuck are
you like, this is. The second pair of legs. Never has there ever been a character design like this. Ever. In the history of any entertainment.
See you again, witcha.
Yeah, just like, ooh, yeah, and like the fat one's like smacking its ass and the other one's rubbing like its second legs. It's weird.
You know
I'm
what?
Excited to see this shit.
I have expectations that those characters are going to be like short lived, but I'm starting to realize that they're like those are the characters of the game. Like the Bloody Baron, I thought was like a small thing, and then it's like it's a long fucking thing with a serious storyline. The Crones, it's like, do you want to fight them now? It's like, yeah, I want to kill them, and then they're like, no, it's not our time yet. It's like it's clear you're going to circle back. Yeah. You're going to be like a boss in the end. You know,
that's awesome. That's groovy.
Yeah,
it's all, yeah, like every story is.
You get to know characters in that world. I went on
like my quest with Kira mm-hmm. is different than a lot of people's, and it's one of those things like with Saren at the end of Mass Effect 1 where I was like, did you save him? Like, oh fuck, I played it again. It was totally different. A lot of people are having completely different experiences.
Okay, yeah, we cool. never talked about The Witcher 1 and 2, but apparently Witcher 1 pulled into 2, I'm assuming, and 2 pulled into 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. They did the Mass Effect
thing. They did the Mass Effect thing. There was a conversation that you have where when you're getting shaved.
Yeah.
Where guys ask him questions. I had fucking no idea what was going on. Like, I just figured and stuff.
They should have explained what those decisions meant, right?
Yeah, they should have. But there is a backstory. Like, this is a video or something you can find online that explains.
It's kind of cool that they just put it into the story and you passively select those options. Where, like, Mass Effect was like, oh, play this graphic novel. And, like, they very, like, blatantly say, like, where do you want your game to be?
No.
In Witcher 3, it's just like.
If I didn't know that I was picking.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, they'll, just for record keeping sake, did you kill this person? Did you not kill this person? And it's like, who the fuck is this person? It wasn't like, did you kill your lover so-and-so? Like, I don't even know if it was a guy, a girl.
I wonder if it changed.
Later on, I found out that the person I didn't kill was like an ex-lover, Triss, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
killed Triss?
No, I didn't kill Triss.
Oh,
and then Yennefer was like.
She's in it, right? Because she said like, you and Triss used to be, or you had a good thing going.
I think I screwed up the doing it.
With Yennefer?
Mm-hmm. No, with Triss.
You can never bang people in games. What's it, what you. As far as
I know, I bang Kira. You want to see it? You want to see it?
And you can bang Yennefer because it was on Conan.
We got to wrap this up.
It's on like the initial trailer.
Yeah. Doubt.
Same titties, watch it.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. I saw that box butt.
Watch this. This is awful.
I don't have any sound. Where are my headphones?
My titties!
TJ, you want to see it?
If Jess walks in on the titties, I'm going to be like,
I'll see
yeah,
it.
I'm fucking her. I don't know.
I didn't get this.
What, you think she's hotter than me?
Is that you, Dan? Are you pretending?
Yeah, I'm Geralt. I'm Geralt's Witcher cock.
Alright, so every side aspect of the game that I was naming off got either 4.5s or 5s.
It's a great game.
Give it a rating, let's wrap them.
I can't yet.
I want to quickly mention Gwent. It is an awesome game.
Is it like Hearthstone? I don't even know.
No, it's not.
Oh, Gwent's not a Witcher character?
It's got its own, sounds like it.
It's a card game.
In The Witcher?
Yeah, you collect cards.
Within the game. Final Fantasy VIII and IX were the card games. And I loved it. It was like a nice little mini game. You collect cards from different people. You beat around the universe. It's like a, it makes the world just feel more real. You know what I mean?
Man, fuck Gwent.
The idea of collecting cards is really cool. And then the strategy within the game is actually really cool. Like, I've probably played like 20 hands and learned something every single time.
Really?
I played twice, lost twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I lose more than I win.
It's fucking terrible. Like, I
do
have
you
these
still
cards.
Win the cards?
Right or, now?
Yeah.
No.
I have these cards that are like 1 or 5. 5 is like being a high card. And then people drop cards that are like 15. I'm like,
fuck? No, it was no 15.
Okay, 10.
10.
For sure, I've 10, seen 10. 12.
Because
12?
A guy dropped a 12 on me. I'm like,
never seen a 12.
Okay.
I love watching TJ.
12? Podcast. No, I just don't You're understand. I thought that the numbers were your attack. Like, I thought it was going to be closer to Hearthstone, where, like, it's not just a...
Charles?
I did, but okay. I was hoping that it would... If it was attacking characters, it would be better. It'd be a better game.
I'm
going
to have to go
through.
They
are your attack.
Did you get it's a Gwent achievement?
Nothing happens. It's just an accumulative score, and whoever's got higher wins. And then it's like, you get to the end, you're winning by 5. The guy has the next turn. He fucking makes the battlefield smoky. You're at 6, and he wins. It's like
that's part of the strategy, dude.
Fucking
game. And there's 3 rounds. You're gonna lose 1 round. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You're meant to give up a round.
I blew my load the first time. Every single round, I just kept. I'm like, oh, I got 15.
You gotta pay attention to how many cards each person
uninterrupted
has.
In order to play this game at any point.
I'll put something. On
that's
TV
just Gwent. I don't care for it. I think Hearthstone's amazing.
Really?
I want it to be Hearthstone.
The guy who cut my hair, you know the guy Borix, Wes?
Yeah.
Is that the
fucking Duke? Plays Hearthstone. Yeah, Tuke Beard.
Really?
He plays Duke Hearthstone. He has a fucking dope PC. I told him about Witcher. No, he doesn't like it. You're crazy, man.
Damn. Anyways, I want coins on my fucking phone. He plays League of Legends.
I'm waiting for that app. Yeah?
Why not?
It's that good?
What's he saying?
I really enjoy it. There's a lot of strategy there.
I haven't opened it once. No. I'm gonna...
If you like learning the strategy of a game, and then, like, the idea of collecting cards...
The thing is, I'm already playing a game, and I'm trying to learn the game that I'm playing. I don't want to play a game within a game and learn the fucking strategy that I
can. Yeah, like, I'm doing it when I'm watching TV that I kind of care about, and I just turn the sound off, and I just play rounds and kind of go back and forth, and I'm... Like, it's...
That's
awesome. I feel like I'm being more productive. Like, I'm collecting cards and learning the game, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good system for me. To just waste your time playing that game, and that's all you're doing with the headphones on, I don't know if that's...
If this 10-hour block continues another 20 times, this is the best fucking game I've ever played.
Loves it.
I haven't played, like, less than 3 hours at a time, so...
The best game you've ever played?
Yes.
No, it's not. Mass Effect is the best game I've ever played.
He just said it.
Really? I don't know if that's...
It's definitely true.
Dude,
the story is that good, apparently.
Fantasy sucks.
It's not fantasy, though. It's brought into, like, just, like...
I'm not even getting texts. It's emergency calls only. I fucking hate your basement. Well, not your basement, but...
It's fantasy.
It's dope. It is fantasy, yeah, it's still. Like, but there's a lot of, like real human shit. Like, as far as the Barons thing goes... Like, with his daughter and wife and...
Don't go too far, because...
No, it's daughter and wife.
Yeah, like, it's usually the stories about the people that make storyline good. It's just that maybe sci-fi opens it up to some weird high concepts or some stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, like, there's that Lubberkin or whatever it's called.
Lutterkin, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week we're going to definitely talk a lot more.
This game is amazing.
About this game, and I'll be able to actually talk about it.
This game's amazing, 5.0 from me. Okay. From a 3.5 to a
5.0.
Whoa. TJ?
I'm going to put it at a 4.5. Okay. But it easily... That's like impressions.
What brought it down? I'm always interested.
Down?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking like... I was thinking 8.5 earlier. And the more I play it, the more I like it. So what brings it down...
When you were
saying
that, I was like, yeah, you're right, TJ. Fuck, I hate this game. And then I started playing, I was like, TJ's wrong, man. It's a 10.
I don't know. I just...
What size is your t-shirt?
I understand.
That's what I've been trying to figure out forever.
This one is a shrunk XL.
That's a low XL?
It's shrunk.
You're a big guy.
I'm filling it out.
Yeah, like, what size are your...
He walked outside today, I was like...
What size are your...
I was going to pick him up,
what's
and I was like, what size those fucking arms?
Yeah, what is the width around that thing?
That's like...
Last time I measured, they were 17 and a half.
You've measured?
Yeah.
You have 17-inch bicep triceps.
Mm-hmm. You've measured yours?
Might have been 13 since grade 9.
Fucking babies.
Oh yeah, you got bigger than 13?
Probably am 6.
1 inch is like a huge difference. Dan's got 4 on you.
They're just big.
Let me try. You're just a big dude.
Let me try. Yeah.
Your fucking arms are the size of Shelby's thighs.
I'm a monster.
I am a monster.
Why am I the beast that has to take to the flame?
Alright, well, if you like The Witcher... Let us know.
And we'll talk about it all the
time. If you like the podcast, let us know.
I can't wait to play more.
Whoa. We didn't put any of those beers in the fridge. Now they're all warm.
Go put them in the fridge.
Why have you done this to me?
I hate that I'm here not playing The Witcher. Fuck you guys.
I hate that I've been listening to idiots talking about this shit.
Let's go outside. I was about to get up and just leave. Okay.
We're on Facebook. We're the All Range One Podcast.
We're on Twitter. We're at ARM.
You know what I want?
ARM podcast.
We're on iTunes.
Hold on.
It's,
I want to speak to everybody.
The
All Range One
Podcast.
Let me talk to every listener and commenter we have. Leave a little story about how you came across the All Range One Podcast. I want to know what the hell happened that I'm just going to start listening to these fucking dudes. Why? What got you hooked on us?
Why are you still? I want to hear from you.
Yeah, Zach, tell us. Tell us on the
Zach,
fucking, on the
buddy,
website.
Our fucking most important episode ever was Second Son.
Yep.
You got it like a week early.
That's going to be the answer for everything.
And we put Second Son review. That was it.
Was that what hooked you?
It's a good spike.
Was it the rips that hooked you?
Doug had a couple people who probably don't listen anymore.
Was that it, Dad? Was that it, Zach? Did the rips get you to it?
Manu, I don't know why.
Man.
Infamous.
A lot of infamous.
No, that was
maybe a lot of
Starbucks who said that.
Jarbuck.
Bloomberger. I just want to hear that. I want to hear why Zach.
Thanks for listening to us ramble on about Witcher.
Patinus, whatever.
I'm wrapping it quick. Patinus. Papatinus.
Where's this?
Papatinus.
Papatinus.
Chris Petropoulos.
Chris Papatinus.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, goodbye. TJ's bored.
Let's all go lower than this.
Oh my god. We are the ace of base.
He's turning red.
Cookie love freaks.
Slowly.
Oh my god, it stinks.
Somebody did that today with a coffee. I seen them having coffee. And they're just like, let it go.
Did you ever see the way Darcy does it?
No.
He puts his lid on and just goes with his coffee. It spills everywhere.
Thanks, Dan.
Every time.
Half gone.
No, it's actually not. Like, if you hold the cap tight, it still will get on your hand, but he's just like.
That's a good idea.
Well, I had a lot of shit in there. Yeah,
listen to TJ smashing
with guinea pigs.
Listen to him smash. You fucking retard.
Oh, shit.
And he just walks so heavy.
Heels. TJ, can I have a little bit of ear booze? I don't want to open mine.
Yeah, fine.
I only want a little bit, though. Just a little sipper.
Just a little sipper. 7 shots of vodka.
See his head?
That was honest to God.
That was 2.
2?
That was 2 shots.
Hold. That was 2 shots?
I haven't filled it to heat. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, quit whining. Stop whining. Are we recording yet?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome. What if I'm just quiet?
Quiet but close?
Yeah.
Hey, TJ.
Welcome to 107. Well, Rainbow Podcast. Come to
July. You guys know what happened this week?
Oh my god, it stinks.